We're talking today with Howard Bender. Howard is the with the Schmaltz Deli, and I guess first of all, Howard, give us a little bit of background of your involvement in the beef industry and the meat business, and then how that's tied back to a very interesting bacon-like beef product.
Thanks for talking to me today. I came from being in the restaurant and the food industry since I was probably 13 years old. Have worked in hotels and restaurants, ran bakeries to work in butcher shops, and created about 8.5 years ago a delicatessen market concept that is flourishing in the Chicago metropolitan area and is growing. And the idea was to take some of those products in classic Jewish deli and bring them out into the marketplace. So we started working, or I started working about half a year ago on formulation of a what we call now, and if you're in the expo here, it's beef's answer to bacon. The term is schmaken. We don't say beef bacon. We define it as schmaken. Schmaken is the word that's going to go mainstream, and the product is built on the foundation of some cuts of meat in the meat industry that typically parts of it end up being ground, and we really utilize that product. It's a wonderful further processed product that is better than bacon.
Now, you know, obviously the belly is what the pork industry uses for their bacon products. What part of the cow are you actually trying to utilize to make schmaken?
So not far from the belly. That's about where the manufacturing process similarity is between schmaken and bacon end. So, yes. So once we've gotten past the plate, we cut even a wider cut of meat. So normally if somebody was going to take that plate for pastrami or some other kind of cured meat, they would cut that, trim it really well down, and then do they'd smoke it and serve it. We go much wider, and we have a very wide blocked cut of meat where we have an immense amount of product that would typically be ground or trim in a 50 trim, and we're using it all. So we've decided early on that we want to post-trim. Pre-trimming would end up with just raw trim. We take a very big block and go through our process so that we're going to have schmaken bits and other things. And it all of a sudden takes the product and makes a trim into a very high value-added beef product.
What's, give me a couple of, a little bit of play-by-play of the product itself. Tell me about it.
So, like I mentioned, it's a block cut of meat, and by USDA standards, it is a smoked and cured glazed beef strip. It goes through a smoking process. I will say that our process is patent pending. When I was really first working on this product, I plead ignorance. I did not know essentially the exact way that bacon was made, and that's probably why we win here, because we didn't try to emulate the manufacturing process of bacon, because pig and cow, they're apples and oranges, and if I tried to make it the way they make bacon, it would be what the other products in the past really have not succeeded. This we took and we understood both from a scientific standpoint with a protein scientist, we understood what we had to do to work with a whole muscle without breaking it apart and destroying its structure and losing its steak and its qualities. Mm-hmm. And we bring it through a process, and then we slice it very thin. It gets glazed, and when you put it in the oven, it's fully cooked. It's a crisp and serve. You can put it in the oven or in a saute pan or in the microwave, and uniquely it crisps up in about half the time of a normal bacon.
So this is really a cooked product. You're basically just finishing that.
Well, that is true. The unique part about it is that it's laid out in a retail package or in a food service package. It's very similar to normal pork bacon that you would see, but from a sanitation standpoint, because the USDA will define it as a fully cooked, it's a much safer product to work with. It also, in that same cook process, the crisp and serve process that the hotel chef or the consumer at home will prepare, it's going to cook in about half the time at most. You'll also have far less fat in the microwave or on the pans. You don't even need to put this on paper towels when you're cooking it at home. And it's safer. You don't have the spatter of the grease and the fat working out of it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, once you've got it prepared, you know, tell me a little bit about how it eats, how it tastes.
Well, sure. So traditional bacon, and I use the analogy, often that steak and eggs is a special occasion. Bacon and eggs is an everyday thing. So when we look at taking schmacken into the breakfast segment and you cook it very quickly, you cook it in the microwave or however you prefer, it crisps up and it sits on the plate with eggs. It sits in a burger. It sits on top of a steak. It can be in bacon bits on top of a – or schmacken bits on top of a salad. It eats better than pork bacon because you don't – it really does. You get that true beef flavor. You get a sweet and smoky, a little peppery, and it jumps out at you. It really jumps out at you.
Give me a little bit of, obviously you're enthusiastic about it, but sure. You know, your customers, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, sir, so it's easy for me to say it. I've been standing back and letting people give us the feedback, and the consensus continues to be, and you look at my store where we have a deli market in Chicago, and most of the items in general are growing at a pace of about 25%. We have great growth. It's a very popular place. Schmacken products that are on that menu are growing at 1,000%. It continues to grow and continues to grow legs. People essentially, every time they try it, they're shocked, one, because they maybe have seen something like this in the past, but when they try it and they think about it as a beef product and in their menus or placement, they really are loving it. And we're doing some good, solid focus group and sensory study. The NCBA has been a big help in helping validate what we think was and is potentially a big market value.
So are you working with the Innovations Group then?
We are. We're working with the Innovations Group. Steve Wald has been fantastic, and his whole team of chefs and the folks that really understand where we need to go and get some of that validation, and also working with the manufacturers on the meat end. They know what to do. They've done this before, and it's priceless for us.
So where are we going with this?
So over the course of about the next 6-8 months, you'll start to see it out in the marketplace. I wouldn't be surprised if you see one of your favorite fast food restaurants or even a steak joint, but certainly in food service, you're going to see some breakfast applications come out on the market, and you'll see it in the retail grocery as well. I think on the other side maybe is less to the public eye, and we may have soldiers that are able to eat this product overseas and have some proteins on the breakfast plate as well.
Of course, and that, it's easier, obviously, for them to use because it is the pre-cooked product.
Well, certainly. It's easier for them to eat because it's pre-cooked product, but maybe even bigger is that they can't, in a lot of the countries they're in, they can't serve the pork in those places where now they can have a meat, and they can have beef on their plate in those places where they normally wouldn't.
What's your longer range hopes, dreams for this thing?
Well, so the single biggest one is to make it mainstream. The value of this for everybody, when you look at it being lower sodium and lower fat, the value of it being a really great quality and great flavor and great texture for the beef industry, I think it's great. For me, as a developer of the product, I essentially long-term want to see this side-by-side anywhere that you would see bacon, but frankly, in even more places. It has more applications than pork bacon ever has. So over the course of the next couple of years, we'll see it in great places.